James Pidgeon had a mixture of drugs in his system when he was involved in a collision on a major Sault Ste. Marie thoroughfare 2 years ago, a judge heard Tuesday. The three-vehicle crash occurred January 18, 2021 on Trunk Road, near Queensgate Boulevard, shortly before 7 a.m., and injured two people. Pidgeon, 35, pleaded guilty to impaired driving, by drugs, causing bodily harm on the initial day of what was scheduled to be a two-day trial. Testing revealed the substances were cocaine, oxycodone, meth and fentanyl. Ontario Court Justice John Condon was told there were constitutional and triable issues. While the guilty plea is not an early one, it has saved court time, Assistant Crown Attorney Blair Hagen said. The accused has no prior criminal record and no outstanding charges, she said. It's his first brush with the law, defense counsel Anthony Oraziati said, indicating the issues may have made it a lengthier trial. The lawyers jointly recommended that Pidgeon receive a 12-month conditional sentence which he will serve in the community. They also called for a 2-year driving prohibition. An accident with injuries is an aggravating factor, but given Pidgeon has no record, pleaded guilty, and is remorseful, the joint position is appropriate, Oraziati said. When he imposed the sentence, Condon admonished the accused. At your age, there is no time in your life that you have not heard that impairment and driving are a terrible combination, the judge told him. There are severe social consequences that not only affect the two victims and Pidgeon but ripple into a pool that includes his family members who were in the courtroom to support him, Condon said. I'm hopeful at your age that you see the light and have begun to change. Citing the impact of impaired driving, he told Pidgeon the Supreme Court of Canada says, I must do something to deter you and other people. The message needs to be sent one more time that impaired driving should not occur, he said. Calling the joint position reasonable in all the circumstances, he agreed to the conditional sentence and the 2-year driving ban. Consider yourself in jail. Jail served in the community, Condon said, warning. The sword of Damocles is hanging over you and if you breach the sentence you can go to real jail. During the first 6 months of his sentence, Pidgeon will be under house arrest, and can only leave for medical emergencies, medical appointments and employment. As well, he is permitted to leave his residence on Saturdays, between noon and 4 p.m., to obtain the necessities of life. In the last 6 months, he will have a 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew. Throughout the sentence, Pidgeon can't possess or consume any drug not prescribed for him. He also must participate in any recommended counseling for substance abuse and psychiatric and psychological issues. Condon also ordered him to make a $500 donation to a registered charity of his choice by November 1 of this year.